Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, I imagine many of us have been in this place where we have poured out our heart and souls into a project, into a meal, maybe into a party that we're going to give for somebody. Maybe it's a presentation at work or for a civic organization that you're a part of. And we pour our heart and our souls into it, and then we offer it to the people that we are preparing this thing for, and then they don't get it. And you're confused and you're frustrated, or they don't appreciate it and they don't understand all the work that you put into it. And in that moment, many of us are defeated when we find ourselves having that moment of frustration. Really, it's a moment of clarity when we realize after the fact that these people, that they don't get it. Now, we have a couple of options when we face a moment like this. We can ask ourselves questions like, what did I do wrong that they didn't understand it? Or maybe we accuse them, oh, they just didn't get it. I didn't do anything wrong. And we can put in our place of a conversation like that in our mind. But many people also find ourselves overcome with emotions because we care about this situation that we're working on. We care about these people. And when they don't get it, it's just very frustrating. And for many people, there's a reaction that we have in a moment like this, and that is we start to cry because we care deeply. We care about the people, we care about the situation, and we find ourselves wondering, why didn't they get it? And we then cry. Now, some of us have gone through a situation like this. I've been in a place where I found myself like this. And some people have a few tears, you know, they just kind of let one or two roll off the cheek and they wipe it away and they get a stiff upper lip, or maybe they don't cry at all, but they are close to tears. Some people go into that moment and then they have a situation where they get like one of those deep, ugly cry moments, and they have like the box of tissues on standby and they need to just blow their nose constantly because they're overcome with these emotions. Now, the truth is that many people have been in this situation and they have found themselves crying over the situation because they have poured their heart and their soul into a moment and into a time, and the people that they were preparing for just didn't get it. Now, maybe it's a consolation to you to know that I've been in a situation like that or had moments like that. I know some of you have been in moments like that, but maybe more important, or perhaps very much more important than what I've been through, is that Jesus went through very similar moments just like that. Jesus understands exactly what we go through when we find ourselves in situations where we have poured our heart and our soul into a moment, into an event, into a presentation for people that just then don't get it. And Jesus actually went through one of those very moments on what we come to know as Palm Sunday. Jesus had found himself overcome with emotions in that very moment. And you know what he does? When it's all over, he was weeping over the people. Now, what is known as Palm Sunday was the beginning of Holy Week and what would be Jesus' last week on earth. And that's what we're celebrating this week, is our time together. And so Jesus found his way to Jerusalem with his disciples. And at the outset, they were going to have what they thought was going to be an ordinary Passover celebration. Jesus had been gaining some popularity at the time, and so the crowds were getting larger and larger, and so the disciples probably thought to themselves, you know, there'd be more people, but eventually they'd get to a private Passover dinner for just them. But this wasn't going to be any ordinary week, and this wasn't going to be any ordinary Passover, was it? It started off by Jesus telling his disciples to go into the city and that they were going to find a donkey that was going to be tied up, and they were supposed to get the donkey and bring it back to him so he could ride it into Jerusalem. He also told them when they got there, somebody was going to ask them what they were doing, and they were simply going to say, the Lord needs it, and they were going to be able to take the donkey back to Jesus. So the disciples do what they should do, is they listen to Jesus and they go on into the city, and they do find a donkey tied up at the gate. And they start to untie it to take it back to Jesus. And the owner of the donkey naturally then asks them, what are you doing? And they say to him, "The Lord needs it." And the man lets them take it. So at that point, the disciples probably thought, well, that was a pretty cool trick, you know, but Jesus is prone to doing these kinds of things. So they then do what is probably pretty naturally comes next. They put some coats on top of the donkey for Jesus to sit on it, and they start making their way into Jerusalem. But then what happens next, they would not have expected. As Jesus was going through that part of the area, more and more people were coming out to see him. More and more people were coming out to greet him. And they were doing something very interesting. They were putting their own coats on the ground to prepare a pathway for Jesus to go on. And they were then chanting for Jesus. They were saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, and peace on earth for all people." They were chanting this louder and louder because they were getting him as he was getting closer and closer to the city. And the disciples would have taken note of this. They would have thought to themselves, this was extraordinary. This is not what we expected. But they would have been pretty pumped about it because the more people that were there to celebrate Jesus meant the more that they were going to be celebrated, they thought eventually as well. But not everybody was excited about what was going on. There were some religious leaders in the crowd that day because they were always in the crowd because they were keeping tabs on Jesus because they didn't want him to mess things up for them or make things worse for the people. And they called to Jesus and they said, "Teacher," probably a little sarcastically, I bet. They said, "Teacher, get your disciples to stop chanting." But Jesus replies to them and says, "I tell you that even if I get them to be quiet, the stones will cry out." And so Jesus then makes his way through this parade and finds his way through the crowds. According to what we find in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus then finds himself seemingly in a private, quiet moment. He is on the cusp of making his way into Jerusalem. It says that he can see the city, and he looks at it, and he weeps. It doesn't say that Jesus cried. It says that he weeps. And he's because he's overcome with emotion. He's overcome with emotions for the moment because the people didn't get it. The religious leaders didn't get it. The Pharisees didn't get it. He then says, "Even if you could understand that all of this was meant for peace, you would get it. But now these things are going to be hidden from you." Jesus really gets it when we go through a time when we have poured our hearts and our souls into something and the people that we have done it for don't get it. That's exactly what was happening in that moment. Jesus had given them all the clues that they needed to have to understand baseline what he was up to. He had been teaching them about the way that God wanted them to live. He had been teaching them that God had sent him to do God's work in the world, that he was going to be bringing about a love story, as it were, a message of peace, that he was there to do God's work in the world, which was to bring about God's peace and God's plan, not somebody else's peace and not somebody else's plan. But in fact, what they had heard was Jesus was going to bring about a new kingdom, but not the kind of kingdom Jesus was going to bring about. The people thought that Jesus was going to come and be the next king of Israel, the next earthly king. The disciples were all over the place, and they had all kinds of agenda. There was one agenda for every kind of disciple there was. And then the Pharisees had another agenda. They thought Jesus was going to bring it all tearing down because that Jesus was going to provoke the Romans, and the Romans were going to come and conquer them again and break up the peaceful agreement that they had where the Romans get all the money and the Pharisees were the de facto leaders. But that's not what Jesus was up to. That's not what God was up to through Jesus. In what Jesus was saying to the disciples and to the crowds and to the Pharisees in that moment when he was going into the city, he was quoting the Hebrew scriptures to them, what we would call the Old Testament. And every time he responded to them, he was quoting a piece of scripture that was about peace. He wasn't quoting about political revolution. He wasn't quoting a sense of setting up an earthly monarchy. He was quoting to them passages about what God was going to do to bring about peace. As the Hebrew scripture puts it, shalom. This is the vision that God had for the world, was to be a world filled with peace, a world filled with love, not a world filled with people running after power. And that's the message that Jesus was preaching and teaching and showing. And the good news for the people then and the good news for us now is that despite the fact that Jesus was devastated and that he was weeping over this moment where he had poured all of his heart and his soul into this time and they still didn't get it, the good news is that Jesus didn't give up. Jesus kept on moving forward. And not only did he continue to pour his heart and his soul into all of this, he eventually would allow his body to be broken. And that's what would happen in just a few days when he would be crucified. He would add his sacrifice of himself in order to bring about peace for this world. Peace in this world and peace for us in the world to come. The disciples and the crowds and the Pharisees and all the people in that time, they didn't get it, but that didn't stop him. He kept on moving forward. He kept on moving forward for your sake. He kept on moving forward for my sake. And he kept on moving forward for everybody's sake, because that's what he was sent to do, was sent to bring about peace in this world. And just because he faced one setback didn't mean he was going to stop. And just because the people didn't get it in that moment didn't mean that he was going to stop trying. Now that is what Jesus did in that very moment. That's what Jesus did with all of his moments, and that's what Jesus continues to do for us as well. And that's what we need to hear about when it comes to understanding and celebrating what Palm Sunday is. It's a moment when we are reminded that Jesus is bringing about a message of peace, that Jesus was telling us a love story about God's love for us and God's love for the world. And it's a reminder to us of the message that Jesus was preaching and teaching and living out. And it was a reminder to us also of the mission that God had sent Jesus to be on. God had sent Jesus to be on God's mission, not our mission. God sent Jesus to be on a mission of peace, a mission of love. And we get a reminder of that deeply and directly in what Jesus did on that Palm Sunday. Now, the fact of the matter is, it's easy for us to make the same mistake that the people back then did. It's easy for us to miss the message that Jesus had, that his message of peace is still the message for today. It's easy for us to do what they did and to assume that we are going to be able to have a message that we want to share that's from us and not from God. But Palm Sunday and all of Holy Week and even Easter to come reminds us that God had sent Jesus on a mission of peace, a mission of peace that was both for peace in this life and a peace in this life to come. And when we remember this, it helps us to have our lives oriented in the direction that God wants for us. It helps us to remember what God was up to in Jesus, and it helps us remember what God is up to in us in this day and age as well. And the beautiful thing about this story is that it reminds us about what Jesus was all about. And it reminds us what God wants us to be all about. Jesus was all about bringing about God's peace in this world and in all the lives of the people then. And Jesus is still all about bringing about peace in this life and peace in all of our lives and peace then also in the life to come. So on Palm Sunday, let us remember what Jesus did. Let us remember what Jesus taught. Let us remember that Jesus wept over the city because he loved them so much and he wasn't going to give up on them. But just because they didn't get it doesn't mean he was going to stop. Jesus didn't quit because the people didn't get it. And we don't want to quit either. So let us remember that Jesus came with a message of peace. Let us remember that God sent him on a mission of peace and that God is still with us bringing about peace in this life. This is the gift of Palm Sunday. This is the gift of Holy Week. We are reminded that we are loved by a God who brings us peace and wants us to have peace on earth. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.